In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Church is one, but we cannot love unity more than we love the Word of God. The Church is holy, but we cannot love the holiness of the Church, the good works the Church does, more than the Word of God. The Church is also Christian and apostolic, but we cannot love a synod, a denomination, or a pastor more than we love the Word of God. Throughout these weeks, I've warned you not to place anything above the Word of God. Why? Because the Word alone creates faith. The Word alone creates the Church. Only the Word unites her. Only the Word makes her holy. Only the Word makes her Christian and apostolic. So the Word is everything, because God only works through the Word. He has not promised to forgive or to sanctify or to save in any other way outside of his word. The word is it. For that word alone is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. So how can they believe unless they hear? And how can they hear unless someone is sent to preach to them? So how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good tidings. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, not by works. The Church is created by this word. It is her source. It is her life. It is her salvation. It is her hope. The word is her unity. So the word of God is the mark of the Church. When I say that it is the mark of the Church, I mean that the word reveals where the Church is to be found. The sacraments are the other marks. These are not different from the word in what they give, but they are different in how they give it. They are the visible word, for the word makes the water a life-giving baptismal flood. Water cannot forgive. Water cannot save. Water cannot make you a child of God. But when the word of God is added to that water, it can forgive, it can save, it can make you a child of God. Same with the Holy Supper. Bread and wine do not help you get to heaven. But when the word is added to the bread and the wine, it is a sacrament. It is the body and blood of Christ given for you to eat and to drink. For the power and the substance of the sacraments is found solely in the Word of God. So where the Word of God is rightly taught, there the sacraments will be rightly administered. Also conversely, where the sacraments are not properly administered, there the Word of God is not rightly taught. Where the sacraments are changed or ignored or hidden in some way, there the Church is hard to find. These marks of the Church do what God promised. Baptism saves, it regenerates, it opens heaven, it gives new life, it is our salvation. To say that it does something else, or to ignore this, is to deny the very clear word of God. Whoever is properly instructed and denies baptism cannot be called a Christian. He does not belong to the Church. Same with the Holy Supper again. It is Christ's body and blood. We eat it for immortality. We receive it for forgiveness. It's the remedy against death. Jesus lives inside of us. To deny these things is to deny the clear word of God. So anyone who refuses to eat and to drink the Holy Supper cannot be called a Christian. He does not belong to the Church of God, regardless of what his knowledge has. These sacraments are powerful signs and testimonies of God's will, for they create faith, hope, and love. This is why they are marks of the Church, because they create the Church and they sustain the Church. So the Word and the sacraments differentiate the Church from other religions. They distinguish the kingdom of God from the kingdom of the devil, the people of God from the children of the devil. The same thing was true in ancient Israel with the sacrifices. God established one place to put his name. and they were to gather there to offer their sacrifices. And so they were united to God, and they received the blessings of God. God did not condone the northern kingdom when they decided to build a new altar in sacrifices to God. But even within the visible church, the churches and congregations we see around us, the word and the sacraments are distinguishing marks. They separate an Orthodox church from a heterodox church. An Orthodox church is a church which teaches the word rightly and administers the sacraments properly according to their institution. A heterodox church is an unorthodox church. They do not teach the word rightly and they do not administer the sacraments properly. They have error. But the word of God is what determines. The word of God is the voice of Christ who leads us to the green pastures. So purity in the word is our goal. We must love that word above all things because it alone sustains us. We must love it as our priceless treasure, as a gift of God. We must be willing to forsake all things, both personal things such as family and friends and money and goods and health and well-being, as well as also churchly things such as buildings and stained glass windows and heritage and vestments and ceremonies and all else. All depends on the word of God. Let us never forsake the word and the sacraments. It must be our first love and our last love, our beginning and our end. It must constantly have its way with us. It must be our everything because that word brings Christ to us. And Christ alone is our Savior. We are driven and nourished by it. There is no other way. God comes and works through his word and sacraments. So where you find the pure word and the legitimate sacraments, there you will find the Holy Church. Some want to find the church in other things, such as miracles or healings or other powers. Others look for the church in vestments or ceremonies and beauty. Still others look for the church in the zeal and eagerness of its members. And still others look for a particular denomination, a particular pastor, or something else. Now, we can't say that these things have no place in the church, but they are not the distinguishing marks of the church. They are not essential to the church because they do not create faith. So they cannot create the church. The devil can do miracles. Anyone can buy vestments and have ceremonies. Muslims are zealous and eager, just as Christians are. So all must be judged according to the word of God. All things must be done to confess the word. All things must be done to confess the sacraments. We will not downplay that word, and we will not try to hide the sacraments in a corner as if we are embarrassed by them. Because the church is revealed in these things. If you do not hear the word rightly taught, then be leery. If you do not have the sacraments rightly administered, then again, be leery. It doesn't matter what denomination they belong to, how beautiful the service is, how long you've been a member. Man cannot save, only God can save, and God saves only through his word. And now I emphasize that word, through. God works through the word and through the sacraments. Not alongside of, not next to, not at the same time, not simultaneously, but he works through the word and through the sacraments to forgive, to sustain, and to save. So finding the church is rather quite simple. Find the pure word, find the proper use of the sacraments, and there you find the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. And that is the place you need to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.